This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, always we begin with the praise and the thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many blessings that we acknowledge and those that we are unable to account for. We send our prayers and benedictions upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praying to the Allah Almighty to send His peace and security upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His worshipping slave and His final messenger. Alayhi afdalu salat wa atammu taslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to maintain our taqwa and our consciousness of Allah, which is to grow in love for Allah and fear of Allah, and to never lose hope in His unending mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His light, His guidance into our homes and hearts on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us secure and happy and joyful in our iman and content in our rida with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This season in the year is one of occasions where a lot of those who live amongst us in Australia and in many of the Western countries in the world come to celebrate what they believe is the season of the birth of Isa, Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, say to the people of the scripture, the people who are knowing of God, تَعَالَوْ إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, come to a middle ground and a place where we can both agree that none is to be served in worship but Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws for us important lessons from the life of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, in the scripture that preceded the arrival of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran becomes muhaiminan alayhi, an authentication of what was true, and a rejection and a purging and a fixing of what was mistaken and altered. It becomes important, especially there are many young students still amongst us, and our parents and our friends and college joining today, that we speak about our belief as Muslims of Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala fatratin min ar-rusul, after a time where prophethood had been suspended. This is important. Since the creation of Adam and the creation of our souls with him, there was never a time where the world was dark without a prophet or a messenger leading people to God. There was always somebody who was challenging disbelief, challenging a rhetoric that led people from the service of the one to the service of other than him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he would send messengers and prophets, and يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ, that you are commanded to worship God alone and to take no partners, equals, rivals, similitudes with him, the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this continued until the time where the people of Bani Israel began to harden their hearts. This was an illness that Allah found amongst the rebellious people. Qasat qulubuhu, their hearts become dark. Fahiya ashaddu min al-ijara, it becomes more hard and dark than even the aggregate rock. To the point, kullama ja'ahum rasul, whenever a new messenger or a new prophet would be sent to correct them back to the middle ground, back to the worship of Allah, back to the recognition of their weakness as humanity, back to the order of worship Allah alone, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ, some would deny them, belie them, disbelieve in them, and call them out as liars and frauds, and others would order and execute them in murder. And because of that, بِكُفْرِهِمْ, on account of this disbelief and rebellion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the covenant that was given with Ibrahim, that I will maintain those who worship me alone and give them ascendancy in this earth. قَطَّعْنَاهُ, they were divided and separated across the world. Isa alayhi salam became one of the ultimate tests in his time and will be an ultimate test into the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jesus alayhi salam in a miraculous way as a final sign, undeniable, to the people of Bani Israel who were rebelling against Zechariah, rebelling against Yahya, murdering those final two prophets and messengers. In the hadith of Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yahya shaheedun ibn shaheed. Yahya alayhi salam is a martyr, the son of a martyr. And all that was left was the son of Maryam, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, given numerous titles in the Quran. He is Kalimatullah. He is the word of God, the promise of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word is his instruction. إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُولُ, that when Allah ordered the formation, the creation, the origin of Jesus in his mother's womb, it was just a word of being, and he became. So Isa is referred to as Kalimatullah, the instruction of Allah to be created with a single word. Isa alayhi salam is also al-Masih, the one who anoints or wipes. يَمْسَحُ عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ وَعَلَى الْأَعْمَى وَعَلَى الْأَبْرَصِ. He would come and invoke the mercy of Allah for the one who was ill, with skin conditions, with blindness, with muteness, with inability to speak or to hear, with physical impairment. In fact, even to invite the one who had died back to life, بِإِذْنِ, by the order and permission and leave of Allah. And he would wipe upon them and breathe his dua that Allah would inspire in him, and the dead would rise back to life, and the unhearing would be able to hear, and the blind would be able to see by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salam is also referred to as the son of Maryam. And this is a great honor for Maryam alayhi salam. You do not hear in the Quran that Allah refers to Maryam as Umm Isa, but you hear that Allah refers to Isa as Ibn Maryam. And this is because Maryam alayhi salam had reached a level of connection and love and commitment to the orders of Allah that causes her to be from the chosen of the chosen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels would even be able to converse and speak with Maryam. And they would say to her, as is in Surah Ali Imran, the angels would say, Ya Maryam, usjudi. Continue your prostration to Allah. Continue your qunut and long-standing dua towards Allah. وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, and show your devotion in your worship. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَحَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. For you, O Maryam, are the one who was specially chosen and specially purified and once again chosen from amongst the women of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses Maryam with Isa as a gift for the world in that time and into the future. Isa alayhi salam is destined to become an ayah and a lesson, an ayah and a reason of test for humanity. We'll speak about the connection of the Prophet to Isa alayhi salam through the authentic hadith of Imam al-Bukhari. The Prophet said, لَيْسَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ نَبِيٍّ. There is no prophet that was between me and Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. So for that period of time, from the raising of Isa until the arrival of the message to the Prophet ﷺ, around 600 years, there was no prophet and messenger. The Prophet ﷺ says, أَنَا أَوْلَى بِعِيسَى مِنْهُ. In another narration, he says, I am more worthy of those who claim love for Jesus than they may claim it, if their claim of love is to deify him rather than to obey him as a servant of God, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ also said, Al-Anbiya akhwatun min alaq, that the prophets are all a brethren, joined in a lineage through their paternity, all back to Adam, all back to Ibrahim, Abu al-Anbiya. And I am the final link, and there is a link between the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the descendancy of Ibrahim to Isa alayhi salam. But what links us to Jesus is not heredity and genetics. What makes you and I lovers of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, is his submission as a Muslim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jesus would say to his people whenever they would rebel, Man ansari ilallah, who is it from amongst you that wishes to show support for the path of God? Who wishes to turn away from what has been corrupted in the scriptures? You might be surprised, but as scriptures would be translated from one language to the other, as they would be narrated from one generation to the next. There was no conceptualization of isnad or chain of narration as we value as Muslims. So you and I, we can trace the chain of narration from an Imam al-Bukhari back to the Prophet ﷺ. If you open Sahih al-Bukhari, there's hadith, golden chains that an Imam al-Bukhari, or even an Imam Muslim, who took from an Imam al-Bukhari, the Imam al-Bukhari took from an Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad was a student of Imam al-Shafi'i, and then Imam al-Shafi'i reported it from Imam Malik, and then Imam Malik reports it from Nafi', and Nafi' reports it from Al-A'raj. You can find from Ibn Umar, and it goes back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have a person who says, on this day, after Salah, in the masjid, as I was sitting under the shade, this was said by the Prophet ﷺ, and each and every person narrates it. This is a speciality of the religion of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. No one dares quote and say, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, unless there is a verifiable chain that leads you back to the Prophet ﷺ. But this was missing. So people would translate from language to language, and from oral to report to oral report. In fact, when you are free from Salat al-Jum'ah later, you can take out your phone, just Google Moses and the horns of Moses, qalam. In the ancient Aramaic languages, the word qalam, in Arabic, in Hebrew, in Semitic languages, qalam means different things. Even dhul qarnayn, it can mean a horn, it could mean a generation, it could mean a ray of light, it could mean an era. Josephus, when he translated the Bible initially, and it said that Moses had a qarn, he was like, what's a qarn? So he said, qarn, it means like the horns of a goat or a sheep. When you go to Rome, you enter the Sistine Chapel, they have, you know, a depiction of a statue of Moses that was carved by Michelangelo, who's one of these great sculptors. And they look at this and they say, look at this work of art. It depicts what we think Moses looked like. You look at the face of Moses, and you can Google it. He's got two horns coming out of his forehead, because it was a mistranslation of the word qarn, from light shining from his face to defacing his face with horns. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Jesus is sent, and Allah says that Jesus says to his people, جِئْتُكُمْ لِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. I've come to undo some of what you made haram that shouldn't be, some of the extremism that you have added that was not ordered by Allah, things that you prohibited upon yourself that was not asked, and I've been ordered to make things haram for you that you've made permissible. And I've been ordered to bring back the true spirit of the gospel. And Allah says to Jesus, teach them al-kitab wal-hikmah, teach them the scripture that they've lost, and the scripture that I've given you, the gospel, and the wisdom of how to apply it. But that marked him. And when hearts are dark, and when there is a love for wealth and status and power, it causes those who are tyrannical to continue the abuse of those who are true servants of God, even in the name of God. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. Isa alayhi salam becomes marked. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ. When Jesus felt their animosity and hatred, he said, Man Ansari ila Allah, who is going to come now and support me so that we can do what is pleasing to Allah? Aman al-Qa'im, a group believed, they were willing to sacrifice their wealth and their life for him. And this becomes an eternal test for our Christian brothers and sisters and friends in humanity. People always ask this question, why are Muslims so concerned with the fact that Jesus did not die on the cross? Why can't you accept that God killed Jesus? The answer for that as a Muslim is important for your heart and mind. First, it does not make sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Jesus' message was sent to live beyond the time that he lived. Any Christian believes that Jesus will return to the world again, as we Muslims believe. We believe that Jesus will return. Where we dispute is that they believe he died before that. And that the reason he died is because every sinner can be washed by him dying in our place of sin. SubhanAllah, for us as Muslims, we have the essential concept of tawbah. That you can simply acknowledge your mistake before Allah and take what requisite punishment may be, return what was taken, fulfill what is obligated, and simply between you and Allah correct what was corrupted. Nobody needs to die. Nobody needs to be hurt, especially someone who is innocent of what I am doing in my own personal crime. Number two, in attachment to this, they say, well, people say they saw Jesus on the cross. And I will end the first khutbah with our belief as Muslims. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, as a narrative of Imam al-Tabari and others in the books of Tafsir, Allah says in Surah An-Nisa and other places of the Quran, similar discussions, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. They were unable to kill Jesus. They did not crucify him. وَلَا صَلَبُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They didn't even put him on the cross. It was to appear to them so. Isa alayhi salam, as he was with his final disciples, he said to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed me that people have ordered the Romans to come for my arrest and to put me to death. مَن مِنْكُمْ يُؤْخَذُ عَلَيْهِ شَبَهِي وَيُصْلَبُ مَكَانِي وَيَكُونَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Who of you is willing to take my place and will be murdered in my place but will be with me in Jannah? وَقَامَ أَحْدَثُهُمْ سِنَّا. The youngest one said, I will do it. And Isa Tasfara, it's as if he said, you're too young, you have too much to live. And again he asked, and again he asked, and it's always the young one who said it was me. When you read the biblical narrative, the people who come to arrest Jesus do not know who is Jesus. In the Bible, it says that one of the companions betrayed Jesus by kissing him on the cheek. Judas kisses him to show the Romans, this is the one you need to arrest. They don't know who Jesus is. For us as Muslims, we say, nobody betrayed Jesus. They all love Jesus. Abu Bakr would not betray Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu anhu would lay in the bed of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Same would be those Sahaba of Isa alayhi salam. And when the Romans came in, who is he? It's that one. They don't know this one or that one. So they took the one who they were told is Jesus, but he's not Jesus. And they committed the execution for him. آمن الطائفة. The people of Bani Israel recognized this is not the one. وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَ. And others denied it. The Bible as we find it today was not collected or written down except generations after the end of those who lived during the life of Isa. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us the decisive word. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. When they saw it, they thought, oh, is this the Jesus we were ordered to murder? The final question we have, what does this serve? And why are Muslims remaining in anticipation, along with others, for the return of Isa, peace and blessings be upon him? أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'ala. When the angel Jibreel comes to Maryam and says, Inna nubashirki bi ghulam, I'm giving you news that you will carry a child. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. Why would I carry a child when no man has known me carnally? I'm unwed. How would and why would this be? So Allah answers, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّ. This is the plan and the order of your Lord. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. So that he will be serving as a final sign unto mankind at the end of time. Isa alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and it is a part for you and I as Muslims, a part of my aqidah and yours, that the hadith that mentioned the descent of Isa, the return of Jesus, are in what is referred to as mutawatir level. They are reported by so many different sahaba, on so many different occasions, in so many different versions, that a Muslim has no choice but to believe that Jesus was saved by Allah and will return before the end and the day of judgment. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Tuba li'ayshin ba'da al-Masih." How beautiful life will be after Jesus returns. In another hadith, تُؤْذَنُ لِلْأَرْضِ بِبَرَكَتِهَا. The earth will be ordered to display its blessing. In one narration, the Prophet ﷺ says that a person will be able to shelter in the size of a house from the shade of the shell of a pomegranate fruit. That's how large fruits and blessed dwellings will be. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Yanzilu fiikum Isa ibn Maryam." Jesus, peace and blessings, the son of Mary, will descend. عند المنارة البيضاء شرقية دمشق. He will descend at the white minaret, the white tower, the minara, in the sharp eastern quarter of the mosque of Damascus. بين ممسرتين. He will be wearing two garments that are lightly dyed. They're not yellow, but they're not cream, and they're not white. They have a dye to them. وَاضِعُ يَدَهُ عَلَىٰ أَجْنِحَةِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. As you see him descend from the heaven, his hands will rest upon the wings of the angels. And when the believers will see him, a little bit before Salatul Fajr, وَقَدْ حُوصِرُ. And they have been under siege. They will make takbir. وَإِمَامُهُمْ يَتَرَاجَعُ. The imam at the time who is leading the prayer will move back. Jesus lead the prayer. And he will say, no. إِمَامُكُمْ مِنْكُمْ تَكْرِمَةُ اللَّهِ لِأُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ. Your imam is from you, your own ummah. This is an honor to the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says Jesus will carry out three functions. Yaksil salim, he will break the cross, not physically walking to every, break every cross, but that people who believe that he was crucified, when they see him and hear from him, he will say, I was not put on a cross. So the belief of the cross will be broken. وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرُ, the swine will be put to waste. Meaning that those who made halal what Allah had always made haram. The Jews and us, we do not eat pork. But in the middle between were those who falsely claimed that Jesus said you can eat the flesh of swine. And he will come and put that to waste, break that concept. وَيَضَعُ الْجِزْيَةَ. And there will be no longer a need to pay a tax to live in the lands where Muslims govern, to be afforded protection. Isa will provide protection for everyone at that time. The Prophet ﷺ said, Isa will be with you, hakam and adla. He will govern as a governor and he will be just. And from Damascus he will transport and travel with speed to Bayt al-Maqdis, to Masjid al-Aqsa. وَقَدْ حُوسِرُ, and the believers are locked inside under siege. And those who are laying waste to the land around it, trying to gain access to it, will be the Dajjal and his enemy forces. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِذَا رَآهُ عَدُوُّ اللَّهِ ذَابَ كَمَا يَذُوبُ الْمَلِكِ. The moment the Dajjal witnesses Jesus' arrival, smells him from a distance, he will begin to dissolve. His power will leave him. فَيَفِرُّ هَارِبًا, he will try to escape quickly. يُدْرِكُ عِنْدَ بَابِ لُدْ, but he will catch him at the gateway of Lud. فَيَنْحَرَهُ, Jesus will cause his death with a blow from a spear. And the reason is that his blood coming out of him will show that he was nothing but a man. The Dajjal is that wicked force who will claim to be the Lord Almighty, who will order people to follow him and worship him in other than Allah. And when Jesus puts him to waste, everybody will recognize that this was a forgery and he was a deceiver against the true power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet said, Isa alayhi salam will live amongst you. يَطُوفُ بِالْبَيْتِ, he will make tawaf around the Kaaba, whether for Hajj or Umrah. The Prophet was unsure. وَيَتَزَوَّجُ مِنْكُمْ, and he will marry from amongst the women of the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of those are authentically reported narrations about the life and times and the death of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. In some narrations that don't have exact chains of narration is that he will be buried in Al-Madinah near to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his rahmah upon the people of Aqsa, to hold them strong and firm against the assault that is inflicted upon them. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends the angels of the wings of mercy and security upon them, that Allah grants them and us purity from nifaq and hypocrisy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens them and us in our resolve and commitment to the truth. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists us and doesn't assist others against the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to us hidayah that leads our principle and board to that which is pleasing to him, and turns us all away from that which is sinful and harmful. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps our students protected over the summer holidays until they return to us and we return to them with safety and contentment of heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his choicest blessings upon our Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala abd Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
In the second rak'ah, after we rise up, we will make dua to you to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. So, Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلم أكلم اليوم إنسيا الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا آمين. فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا شارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى ابن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من
النبي سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وإن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نسألك اللهم بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تنزل الفرج على إخواننا في غزة اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم داري جرحاهم وفك أسراهم اللهم أطعمهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم داويهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم كف عنهم الأذى والبلاء اللهم كف عنهم الأذى والبلاء اللهم ألهمهم الصبر اللهم ثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على حبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي المجاهد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
إن شاء الله we will be once again for what we do on next week at 1 p.m. as we proceed. Please join me in welcome.